sodomy. Four suspects were Monday arraigned at the Shanzu Law Court to face charges of abduction and sodomy of a 25-year-old Mombasa-based blogger whose social media post irked county government officials and supporters of a top official. Appearing before senior resident magistrate Robert Mbogo, the accused persons Abdul Athman, Haji Babu, Esther Mathoni and Violet Adera denied all the charges against them. The four were charged with conspiracy to commit a felony and abduction with intent to confine. At the same time, Abdul Hassan and Haji Babu had additional charges of gang rape and assault to cause actual bodily harm. The blogger was allegedly sexually abused on September 12 at an unknown place following a social media video that infuriated a top county government official and supporters. Despite spirited efforts from the lead lawyer of the accused persons Jared Magolo for his clients to be released on bond or cash bail, the prosecutor Anthony Musyoka opposed, saying the investigating officer needs more time to probe. The investigating officer Irene Karuga in her affidavit told the court that the suspects are flight risk and may interfere with the investigations as they are on hot pursuit of the remaining suspects. Karuga said that Abdul Hassan during arrest had an alien card and two Mombasa County government staff cards. Haji Babu was arrested on Sunday in Machakos area on board a bus along the Mombasa-Nairobi highway. The other two, Esther Mathoni and Violet Adera, the investigating officer told the court that their permanent residency is not known nor have they informed the DCI. Karuga further informed the court that investigations are not complete and efforts are underway to arrest the remaining suspects. Record statements including of Mombasa governor, his mother and other senior prominent government officials who according to intelligence reports are assisting some of the suspects to go into hiding. This can be confirmed by their communications which have gone off air since the first arrest, said Karuga. She told the court that interference by senior county government officials had hampered the arrests of the other 15 suspects. In defense, lawyer Magolo said there are no compelling reasons to deny the four bonds. Objection is mischievous, he stated. Magolo said that someone aspiring to be a governor wants to use the court for political purposes, to be punishing the governor. Whoever has a problem with the county government or the governor should fight him outside this court, said Magolo. The senior resident magistrate will deliver a ruling on the bail application on Thursday. The accused persons have been held at the Shimo Letewa Remand Prison.